This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A holiday block party turns tragic in South Baltimore. Police say two people were killed there and more than two dozen others were injured, some fighting for their lives this morning. Reporter Alexis Davila is there with the latest.
No arrests have been made, but the police are still reviewing footage and collecting evidence to try to determine a suspect. Now, they tell us that around 12:30 this morning that they received multiple calls about the shooting happening in this area. There was a block party that was happening when shots were fired.
Police haven't given a motive for the shootings either. Excessive heat warnings are in effect for states down south and out west today, including California. KCBS TV reporter Joy Benedict is near L.A.
Firefighters say the biggest problem that they're having is people simply being unprepared.
We get a lot of heat exhaustion calls, so people are used to the heat, so they go out for a hike or for a run, realize that it's hotter than they're expecting.
So make sure if you are heading out and about, driving or outside, to make sure you have plenty of water with you.
Meantime, another busload of migrants from Texas has arrived in Los Angeles. It's the second one in the last 3 weeks. Angelica Salas is with the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights.
They're receiving care. They're able to rest. They're able to receive information about their immigration case, about some of the resources.
Most of the migrants were coming from Central and South America. More than 300,000 UPS workers are fighting for better pay and benefits and say they are ready to strike if the company can't negotiate a fair contract with their union. Alano de la Rosa is with one of them.
We expect to share in those profits because we produce those profits.
Their contract expires August 1st. In France, another 300 people were arrested in a fifth night of protests over the fatal police shooting of a 17-year-old. CBS's Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
The policeman who fired the fatal shot has been placed under formal investigation for murder. He has apologized to the family, but a statement released by two police unions, which called the protesters savage hordes and vermin, has only added fuel to the flames.
The CDC says maternal mortality rates are up 80% over the last decade. CBS's Janya Backes talked about it with Vice President Kamala Harris.
When you look at the statistics, they are staggering.
Yeah.
Why are black women in particular dying at that rate?
Well, one reality of it that may be hard for some people to hear is 'cause she's black. When she walks into that clinic, that doctor's office, that hospital, she is not taken as seriously.
Black women are three times more likely to die during pregnancy than white women, and experts say the pandemic made those inequities worse. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new study shows creative activities are a literal lifesaver for young people dealing with feelings of stress, depression, and anxiety. As Catherine Carley reports, the same goes for kids in marginalized groups.
The Adobe Foundation and National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, found more than 60% of young people surveyed reported an improved sense of confidence through painting, writing, or any form of creative expression. NAMI's Frederick Miggins says improving access to creative activities could help turn the tide on a youth mental health crisis.
Creative expression is something that just about anyone can engage in person or online. This makes it one of the most accessible ways for people to invest in supporting their own mental well-being.
Megan says creative expression is not a substitute for professional mental health treatment, but rather an important tool in managing one's overall well-being and sense of purpose. The survey found younger people were more likely than the general population to say creative expression strengthened their sense of identity or belonging in a community. LGBTQ plus respondents were more likely than heterosexual respondents to say that creative activities improved their mental health and boosted their sense of community. Megan says at a time when so many LGBTQ plus youth feel targeted, online influencers are helping inspire young people to get creative themselves.
You know, at a time where a lot of the social media landscape can feel unwelcoming or antagonistic to people with queer identities, it's a great reminder that there's beauty and support out there.
Megan says trans kids in particular revealed even greater mental health benefits from creative expression. He says it's important for people struggling with mental illness to realize they're not alone and that creative activities can also be done with a family member or friend. I'm Catherine Carley.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Canada Day, 4th of July weekend. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here in the old NAMI building on 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yellman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And a big shout out to my faithful engineer, Anastasia. Top of the morning, Anastasia. How are tings?
Tings are good. How
Lovely.
Are you?
Oh, just grand, thanks. Just grand. Today is also, and hence the brogue I just threw in there, the opening day of the Willie Clancy Festival in my grandmother's hometown in Ireland in West Clare. And not too late. It goes to the 9th. So, you know, get your flight arrangements now. So, today, this morning's guests first came on my show last summer when we were airing from the farmer's market. And at the time, they were the captains for the Waukesha South Blackshirt football team, talking about their hopes and dreams for both their senior year and beyond. Today, they return to talk about one dream accomplished, another dream, and that is scholarships to Division I programs. And in a couple, actually in August 5th, they'll be leaving for the University of St. Thomas. And I'm proud to have back Tack Tadioka and his fellow all Classic Eight teammate, CJ Johnson. Welcome, gentlemen. How are we this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good.
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. Looking as crisp as a $10 bill, I see. So congratulations on also graduating.
Thank you.
And I know June 10th was that big day, so that was terrific. And congratulate. It's neat when you talk to somebody a year away and they say, hey, and they've got some pretty ambitious dreams. You know, not everyone gets to play D1 football. And here we are a year later, and you've already passed that hurdle.
Yes, sir.
And you both have ambitions of playing pro football someday too. So that's exciting. And so you're well on your way. Now, was one of the dreams though to be teammates? I don't remember that being in college anyway. I don't remember that being on the list, but it certainly works out nicely, huh?
Yeah, I mean, through the recruiting process, a lot of the teams like would come in and talk to both of us, but it was never like the set goal.
Right.
But I mean, it works out. Like, I mean,
sure, sure. Are you gonna make you guys roommates?
Yeah, we're roommates. Yeah.
All right.
So that'll be real cool.
That'll be fun.
Have real fun. A lot of fun.
Fantastic. And what excited you most about it's the University of St. Thomas. I think I called it St. Thomas University in the Facebook post. So my apologies there to the university. But what excited you most about St. Thomas?
Probably the coaching staff and like how well they've adjusted to the Division I jump as they came from D3 like 3 years ago, and they're already successful. They already won their conference already in year
wow,
two. So
that's huge. Wow. Yeah, and just their second year in D1.
So,
you know, I wondered about that because, you know, you make that leap of faith, or you jump up a conference, and it's kind of like an expansion team in pro football. You may very well have, you know, you'll be lucky maybe if you win one or two games, but they've seemed to have pivoted quite nicely. Mm-hmm. So that's got to help, especially, you know, as we know, you know, in the you guys played in the Classic Eight, mm-hmm. which I remember, you know, we had Coach Buddha from Carroll on here and Coach Holly, and they told me, I knew it was probably the best conference in the state. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize, you know, according to them, it's perhaps the best, if not one of the best conferences, high school conferences in the country.
Yeah.
And so, And so you guys, you know, great athletes, but on a team that was lean in numbers.
Yeah.
And a lot of other factors working against you. Is it gratifying to know, though, that a year from now they'll be playing in the Parkland Conference? You know, do you feel you've contributed to that effort?
I feel like when they go to the Parkland League, they're going to ball on and have fun. So I feel like that has nothing to do with us. It has something to do with the coaching staff and the people above us higher up. So,
but you guys made a stand, though. And I remember when the coaching staff decided to forfeit the last two games, which I know was obviously very heartbreaking for you. Initially at the time, the school district leadership said, well, no, we can't allow that. It would be embarrassing to the school district or something ridiculous like that. And my understanding is you two already had a plan that you were just going to like leave the players in the locker room and you two were going to come out with nothing, maybe like your jerseys and you know, your jeans, like not and just and going out to the field and telling the refs, everybody, we forfeit.
Yeah. Because, like when we went through we had a players only meeting, and like basically what happened was like a lot of our players were freshmen or sophomores or like first year players. And then playing against like a Wisconsin powerhouse. So like they didn't feel safe. I mean, obviously me and CA would have went out there and played our hardest and try to do our thing, but they didn't feel safe, so we decided to stick up for our players as captains.
Sure. And then, you know, in a huge social media campaign, a big movement kind of blossomed around that that finally grabbed some local media attention, and finally, you know, something they've been trying to do for 20 years finally materialized. It was well organized. There's certainly a lot of coverage on my show. And Kristen Bryan, as goes Wisconsin, also provided some statewide attention, having some parents on the show and talking about it. And it also some of the other stations in the area. And finally, the right thing happened, the right for our players and for our crosstown rivals at North. And so I think you guys do deserve some credit for that. So, and your leadership, and, you know, and it'll be nice too, because now you're coming onto a program where a winning tradition's in place. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, it's a credit to your resilience and determination.
Yeah.
So, and I know, at South, there was always some attrition because that's very debilitating, especially for like the linemen to having to play against guys that are, you know, a good maybe 75, 90, 100 pounds, you know, heavier than you, but also they might be able to run a 4.7 40, or, I mean, they're also great athletes. Mm-hmm. And so that's just, it's just not a level playing environment.
Yeah.
So, but you guys stuck it out and now you're.
Yeah. I'm excited to be at the St. Thomas just because, you know, the program they got going and the coaching staff seems really cool. So.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, they seem like they just, the program they got going just works, you know?
Sure. Yeah, you know, I was looking at the roster and I'm guessing it was from last year's team that's on the website. And I saw there were some players, not just from the region, but like, I remember there was one, I think it was like a running back from Trenton, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And so, that says a lot about their recruiting, that they're attracting, you know, talent from around the country. And I think it benefits you guys too, because you can see how you measure up. Mm-hmm. So, and then just chance to make friends with teammates from around the country. So that's also pretty exciting. So how are you spending your summer? Like, is there a fair amount of training going on and getting ready, or
we've been listening every day, and we also been working and making money. So
that's great.
Pocket money for college, I guess.
So and you're still at Firehouse Subs.
Firehouse Subs. Today's my last day, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm gonna go work for my mom.
Okay. Oh, neat.
Yeah, she owns a group home, so I'm gonna be one of her employees.
Fantastic. I guess you'll be fantastic with the residents too.
I hope so.
So I know you will. So.
Hope so.
But so, because we were told, remember last year, your manager said that you could be late because, hey, you're on the radio. But I heard this year's manager is the new manager is a little more strict. And you may have to leave the show a little early.
Yeah. I talked to my manager. I got everything cleared up. I'm starting at 9 o'clock. Oh, no, 11 o'clock today.
So. Oh, so we're good. Okay, great. Okay. I was going to say, it's your last day. What's he going to do? Fire you?
Yeah, I mean,
but that's great. No, it's. again, respect, because you're, you know, you're going out in good terms, and so that's terrific. So how about you, Tack? Any summer gigs going on?
I mean, I mow lawns throughout my neighborhood for like some family friends, and also my neighbor, he owns multiple like apartment complexes.
Oh,
so me and CJ help renovate them, do the heavy lifting for him, you know.
Sure.
So he pays pretty well.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Hey, Anastasia, you noticed Johnny hasn't called in. Johnny Watermill has the day off from the farmer's market and spending quality time with his grandchildren who are in town. So wishing Johnny well. He's been great. And but the phone lines are open if anyone has a question or want to wish Tack and CJ well. Number here is 844-967-2789. Did I get that right, Anastasia?
Fantastic. I believe you did.
So, you know, because I've got, you know, my show's an hour, and you'd be surprised how quickly an hour-long show goes. So I don't really encourage a lot of calls. But we had some great dialogue on last week's show about some border relations issues with the village of Waukesha, and I figure we have some two local heroes living their best lives and fulfilling their dreams to date. And so it's exciting to have you both on. I know you're just gonna be freshmen, so you're not declaring majors yet, but is there a certain what you're leaning towards academically?
I want to go into nursing.
Nursing, very cool. Yeah,
that's what my mom's doing, and it's like she has a lot of success in that area. So
okay,
if she can do it, I can do it.
I love it. Fantastic.
I really play football, but I just need a major. So.
Sure. Yeah. Football's your major.
Football's my major.
In a good way. So, how about you, Tack?
I'm looking into business and entrepreneurship because, like, if I don't go to the NFL, I would want to, like, move down south and start my own landscaping company. Because I'm really into, like, mowing lawns and all that. Like, I really enjoy, like, seeing the before and after. You know?
So 2 points on that. One is it's one of the really great developments in our colleges. A lot of them have instituted entrepreneurship programs, and I take my hat off to that. And we have a question in from football dad Jared Dable via text, and says, when you guys were freshmen and sophomores, who are some of the upperclassmen that you looked up to?
Well, we were like the upperclassmen when we were that age because we were always with them, so they treated us like we were one of them.
Right.
It felt like we were captains as sophomores.
Yeah.
Because we were so tight with
that
class. But
neat.
That class was cool. Zeke Diaz, Sebastian, Jordan McNello, like those were all the guys that helped LJ. Us through. LJ,
sure.
DeAndre.
When I remember last year when we talked, Tag, you mentioned too in the youth football that you really looked up to, I believe it was Grayson Cooley, like the youngest of the Cooleys.
Yeah.
So, and I remember him being a great leader as well. So, and I can only imagine like yourself, see, and Grayson Cooley, what you guys could have done in the Parkland.
Oh, yeah.
How fun
yeah.
that would have been.
Yeah.
That would have been quite a ride. So, but thanks to Jared's interruption, I forgot what my next question was going to be. But we were talking about majors. Oh, I know, I was going to say, because you did landscaping. Yep. I had a college friend who played football in high school. He started a lawn business, and it got so good. Even in high school, he had a crew. He had tractors, he had trucks, and that paid for his college. And he'd have to go back on weekends. And so it's definitely something you could do. We have less than a minute before the break. But and so we're on the subject of, like, what they'll be majoring in. And so when we come back, we're going to talk a lot more with these two young men about what it was like to grow up in Waukesha and what else they're working on. As they move towards their dreams in college football. So lots to talk about on This Week in Waukesha, including some unique July 1st history. So don't go away. Lots to talk about on this gloomy Saturday morning. Be sure to check out the farmer's market. It's going on. And don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.
Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. We are so excited to announce that we are a finalist in this year's Madison Magazine Best of Madison contest, and it's all thanks to you. Now, we're asking you to make us number one. Just go to WeikertLakePoint.com, click Best of Madison 2023, and follow the instructions to vote for us in the real estate category. That's www.weichert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point is located on Atwood Avenue in the heart of Madison's East Side. Thanks so much for your love and support.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Diamond Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Cummings, the Guess Who, and Why Do You Ask? Am I playing one of their classic hits, No Time?
No Time.
Oh, sorry. It's Canada Day, July 1st. And so best wishes to all my fellow North Americans there north of the border, and an honorary South Ontarian, having grown up in Buffalo, New York, just a few miles south. Underneath the, I always tell people, I was born under the Peace Bridge, so all about the love and the peace. And so best wishes to my Canadian friends. And I think they've gotten a lot of heat this week, especially from a lot of Milwaukeeans, because of the air quality issues we are having because of the wildfires up there. And I don't think that's entirely Canada's fault. So, but so who from another question from Jared, guy, he should be here. Who do you guys expect to ball out this year?
Logan Dable. Logan Dable. I feel like he's going to have a great season. Also Hector
the Inspector.
Yeah.
Hector and Ben, I feel like that's going to be some good competition. They're going to push each other.
Those guys work together well. Like in that, they had that 8th grade team that ran the table.
Yeah.
And just had an amazing year. And when if Ben had an off day, Hector would come in. And I was really impressed with how much he had matured at that point in time. Like the way he could see between the linemen and hit over the middle. Like I was really impressed with that. And, you know, both great athletes. And I think that could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So years ago, before Dan Marino was with the Dolphins, Don Shula had a rookie quarterback named David Woodley, who was an option quarterback in college. So he was good running. Mm-hmm. And then he had this journeyman named Don Strock, you know, traditional drop back passer. And he would use those guys interchangeably. And it would cause a lot of confusion for defenses. And they went all the way to the Super Bowl that year. They lost to the Redskins, and they had Joe Theismann and John Riggins, you know, some really in the Hogs. It was a great team. But I thought that at that point that the game was going to be revolutionized. You could have a two quarterback rotation and again, really and with different styles. But I think it's knowing how the game's advanced. You know, when you have a Tack Tadioka that can run and pass and multidimensional, that I understand the importance of focusing on that one quarterback and building the offense around him. But I also know too, it's like if you don't have your ideal quarterback, that's another strategy you could employ. So
well, just a few years ago, Sean Payton did that with the Saints. He had Drew Brees and Taysom Hill, but he sent Taysom Hill out there at quarterback sometimes.
Sure.
Didn't they have three quarterbacks? They had like Teddy Bridgewater too.
They had Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Brees, Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Now they got Andy Dalton, Jameis Winston. I think they just got rid of Andy Dalton, though.
Really?
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. He'll land on his feet somewhere as a journeyman, like as a second or third stringer. So, But that's good. And, you know, there's other, you know, we've seen pro football has expanded into Europe. And so is that a possibility for you guys if you don't make the NFL right away? Or have you thought about opportunities playing in Europe?
I really haven't. I've been, like, just focused on the NFL, really. I really want to, you know, make that dream come true.
Sure.
But there also is a lot of, like, expansion leagues, like the XFL, USFL.
Yeah.
You know, there's another one, Arena FL, I guess.
Sure.
So.
Sure. Yeah, and it's neat that the USFL has come back on again, because for guys that were crazy about football, you know, as much as I loved baseball, and baseball I enjoyed most on the radio, but having spring football, and back when the USFL started, they were able to sign big names like Jim Kelly and Steve Young. And I mean, there are a lot of great, you know, Herschel Walker, Doug Flutie. So there was some quality football to watch.
Yeah.
And in the springtime, so you didn't have to wait till September, you know, to watch, mm-hmm. you know, college and pro. So, but yeah, so it's good to see. Do you see you guys also coaching maybe at some point?
Yeah, I always wanted to coach. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so, I don't think I'd
not for CJ. Coach. That's right. That's right. We talked about it last year. So, and you'll be busy nursing.
Exactly.
Healing bodies and minds.
I feel like football's going to work out, though. I have a feeling.
Sure, sure. Well, you have a great attitude that I think any coach would want on any team. And obviously with the skill sets and everything else and the leadership qualities that, you know, those are hard to overlook. Those are assets that any team could employ. So, Anna, was there any type of, like, psych profiles that they did with you guys when they were recruiting you and in determining your leadership skills, or were they relying mostly on, like, the interviews they had with you directly and maybe what your coaches said about you?
Yeah, I'd say the interviews directly. Okay. And, like, they'd ask around, like, during the recruiting process, they'll ask, like, coaches, people that have been around you, parents, like, people that have been around you.
Even opponents, because a lot of coaches that came and talked to us from, like, different colleges, they talked to us and tell us. We got a lot of love from, like, the community. The community talks big about us.
Sure.
Other schools talk big about us.
Okay.
It was one time, I think, Michigan Tech came.
Oh, cool.
He just came from Arrowhead.
Sure.
And he was telling us about everything Coach Harris was telling him
about you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Coach really Harris cool. Actually was really cool throughout the recruiting process. He's got a lot of connections. And
that's great.
He had a lot of respect for me and CJ, so he helped us out.
And he was the coach that came from Waukesha North, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's great that he remembered you guys. Mm-hmm. So, and then you talk about respect too, so that's gotta like that a lot. Mm-hmm. So, but no, I asked about the psych profiles because a lot of before I went into business myself, when I would interview, they would have you do like either the DISC profile or the culture index. There's all these different psych profiles that these employers use to see if they want to go the next level with you. And I was wondering if they've been utilizing things like that for sports recruiting, for recruiting kids out of high school.
I feel like our psych profile was our game because like we weren't the best, but like
sure.
coaches can see as we like when we're in a game, how our mental state is, if we break down or not. So I think that was our psych profile test.
Sure. I like that. You know, and for me, one of my favorite, and Evan texted me that I have this, like I show people all the time, is that game against Kettle Moraine, the eventual state champs, are in the first half. You guys not only stuck with them, but even had them on the ropes there for a little bit.
Yeah.
And when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about that because there were some great example of your guys' play. And my son Evan's and the way you guys had connected on some plays, but that – I think it earned a lot of respect from the Kettle Moraine kids and the coaches. And so much more to talk about. Again, it's cloudy but not rainy, so be sure to check out the Farmer's Market. And don't forget, we're going to be marching in the 4th of July parade. Walk Radio, some of your favorite personalities that also include Earl Ingram and James Santel. So don't go away. More to talk about with Tack and CJ as this week Waukesha continues.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. At least two people are dead and dozens were injured overnight in a mass shooting in South Baltimore. Mayor Brandon Scott.
This is an absolute tragedy that did not have to happen. It highlights the impacts and the need to deal with the over-proliferation of illegal guns on our streets.
Police haven't made any arrests yet. More severe heat warnings are in effect today for millions across the country. KCBS-TV reporter Joy Benedict is in L.A. County.
When the temps reach triple digits, they're not just a nuisance. They can also be downright dangerous. So firefighters are putting out the warnings about fire conditions, reminding folks to clear the brush around their homes, just not in the heat of the day.
Vice President Kamala Harris says she is working on a plan to reduce maternal mortality rates, which the CDC says disproportionately affects more Black women.
These stories should compel all of us to take on this crisis.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. We are so excited to announce that we are a finalist in this year's Madison Magazine Best of Madison contest, and it's all thanks to you. Now, we're asking you to make us number one. Just go to WeikertLakePoint.com, click Best of Madison 2023, and follow the instructions to vote for us in the real estate category. That's www.weichert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point is located on Atwood Avenue in the heart of Madison's East Side. Thanks so much for your love and support.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly could. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Sam, how do you do?
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha.
Give me five.
And on this 4th of July weekend, I would be remiss if I did not play one of my favorite Grateful Dead songs, U.S. Blues. When I got to see them in my hometown on 4th of July, 1986, they played this in the encore. And, of course, the fans erupted. It was really great. Great way to celebrate the 4th. And we're back with Tack and CJ. And before we continue the discussion, I wanted to shout out another Waukesha South graduate who I just learned about. Let's go here where I can find her right up here. Yes, from the class of 2022, Ella Pittman, a sophomore at Concordia University, just won the inaugural Brightco Community Scholarship. And how did she do it? She wrote an essay about the strength of the Waukesha community following the 2021 Christmas Parade tragedy. And the essay was chosen as the scholarship winner over 2,600 submissions from students from 100 different metro areas nationwide. So congrats to Ella Pittman and her family. That's huge.
Congratulations.
And, you know, we still, you know, that's a discussion that's not going to go away. You know, the parade tragedy, I know there'll be a launching, I think in November they're going to commemorate the parade memorial here in downtown. But also, and this is a good time here, Anastasia, I haven't forgotten about our Carroll Minute, is just a couple doors down from us, Carroll University opened for this summer a free community counseling center that services are available to community members and Carroll students. The hours are Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 5. And again, it's 237 Wisconsin Avenue, just a couple doors down here from the former office of Alderman Don Paul Brown. And you can contact 262-951-3127. That's 262-951-3127. So it's a new resource from Carroll University providing free, high-quality behavioral health counseling and therapy services that will be available to community members and Carroll University students during the summer of 2023. So I encourage everybody to take advantage of that. And obviously very grateful to our community partners at Carroll University. And here with this opening too, is that it's a, we're becoming more of a university city, which I highly embrace here. So we got, CJ got a text from his former offensive coordinator and the varsity baseball coach, John Stillman. What did Coach Stillman tell you, CJ?
Oh, he just told me to talk into Mike. I think he's trying to joke around because when I talk, I mumble a lot. So
there you go. But you, Coach Stillman, you said had a big role in your getting this scholarship offer.
Yes. Yeah, so Coach Stillman, he was our offensive coordinator. He added a play where, well, he added a formation called Monster where I'll play fullback. I'm either getting the ball or I'm blocking. So. Shout out to Coach Stillman for adding that because it showed my athletic ability and my aggressiveness in football, and it helped me get an offer from St. Thomas.
That sounds great.
I truly appreciate Coach Stillman for that.
Good deal. All right. So, hey, Coach Stillman, glad you're listening, and you know what, to have you back on the show too again, and maybe with Coach Radomski, we'll have him do that to another tag team. And, hey, I want a special announcement. James Santel is here. His show, Morning Cannolis, starts next, so be sure to listen for that. A lot of hot legal issues, as we know, at the state and nationwide level. So from 9 to 11. So anyway, with, and also I want to give a shout out to Mary Jane Sanchez, who's listening all the way from Big Flats, Wisconsin. Mary Jane's son, Antonio, was part of the Black Shirt football program and obviously very excited, for both Tack and CJ. Mary Jane and Antonio will watch the Aaron Rodgers. They're going to be there live, to see the first Monday Night Football game of the season where the Aaron Rodgers Jets, the New Jersey Jets take on my Buffalo Bills. So very jealous for them. So anyway, back to Tack and CJ. Who would you say had a big role for you, Tack, in terms of your hashtag go black shirts from Mary Jane, thank you, in terms of you getting to this level? And was there a specific coach or other role models that you want to shout out here?
I was blessed to be surrounded by great people. Coach Stillman was always one of them. You know, he'd always try and, like, Coach Stillman and Coach Wiltz would always try and, you know, put me in the spotlight and make me, you know, show out so I can, you know, get the film. And so they was always looking out for me that way. Coach McClain also had a big impact on me, to, like, help me decide and, like, where I want to go and everything. Coach Rip, our strength coordinator, you know, he's always helping us out in the recruiting process.
Yeah.
You know.
Coach Rip a lot too. Yeah. All these guys. Yeah. Just great people.
Yeah. Our coaching staff was pretty great. So, and then my parents, obviously, my mom and dad are great role models for me and, you know, keep me, they're my rock for real. So,
keep
me grounded. And then my quarterback trainers and everything. So,
okay. And your dad's name it's Tom, right?
Yeah.
So he's got to be excited that you're a Tommy then, right?
He's talk about that all the time. Yeah.
So, fantastic. So, what are you doing for this holiday weekend?
I think I'm just chilling with the family, you know. Grilling out. My dad's going to make some good food, good burgers in the grill, and I'll have a good time with the family.
Sounds great. How about you, CJ?
Just chilling.
Just chilling. I love it. So, yeah. Well, you said today you guys might find some time to work out, so even on a Saturday, you are you keep your regimen up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I just love going to the field. I mean, I don't know.
It's
something.
Like, it's like a medicine. Therapy.
Yeah. So, do you feel the same way in the weight room, too? Or is that just kind of a...
Well, we got Rip in the weight room, so when Coach Rip's in the weight room, it's like everything feels good.
Because that's good.
He's like an uplifting person. So.
Sure, sure. Yeah, motivation is just so important. So, or even just have some guys to lighten the mood, because, I mean, you're pushing that heavy. And I remember from my high school days, there was always that one guy that made you laugh. And I remember, like, if there were guys that just had, like, kind of big, you know, like, rock heads, you know, he'd say, yeah, just, you know, all you need is just put a chin strap on him and throw him in. Just, like, stuff like that that would just kind of keep the mood light and keep you motivated. So, but I also want to... on this day, did you know this, Anastasia? I bet James Santelmo. In 1979, Sony introduced the Walkman, the first portable audio cassette player. Over the next 30 years, they sold over 385 million Walkmans in cassette, CD, mini disc, and digital file versions, and were the market leaders until the arrival of Apple's iPod and other new digital devices. And I think these two guys are looking at me like deer in headlights, like, what's a Walkman?
I think I've heard of it.
I remember when they came out. I was like your guys' age, and I was like, awesome, I can cut the yard, and it's not going to suck so much. Excuse me. But and back in the day when we made mixtapes, another lost art, and you could throw it in your Walkman and do the most, like, the least enjoyable chores. But as long as you had that Walkman in your head, you were in good shape, so... what kind of music do you guys like to enjoy, like, when you're working out, or?
I like to listen to, like, anything, really. I'm not a big music guy.
Okay.
You know, I like kind of be quiet. I'm kind of weird that way. I don't know. But I like, my favorite artist would be Lil Uzi Vert. He just dropped an album. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, my favorite artist is NBA YoungBoy. He drops albums 24/7, so my ears always get something new to listen to.
Oh, that's cool. So, got a very motivated artist. So, that's good. Yeah. Very good. Yes, my daughter's softball team, the Waukesha ESA Suffragettes, got to play at the historic Helfer Field on Thursday night. So, yeah, she was 1-for-2 with an RBI double, a beautiful shot into left center, lefty batter. And her walkout song, an ode to the Waukesha South basketball team, was Drake's Started from the Bottom.
Oh, yeah.
So, respect.
Can't go wrong with Drake. Shout out Canada. You know.
Yeah, there you go. Canada Day. We should have played some Drake, Anastasia. Yeah. We both dropped the ball there. Well, I dropped the ball, but
or Justin Bieber.
Or Justin Bieber. so many more. Neil Young, gosh, so many great artists. Loverboy, Bryan Adams. So, but and the late Gordon Lightfoot, can never forget. Yeah, you'll be hearing some more Gordon Lightfoot from me throughout the year. So, another favorite. But August 5th, what's that last date? So you'll be leaving on the 4th, I'm presuming. Then both, are you guys driving out there together, both families in two different cars? Or arrangements like that?
I know my older brother was talking about coming up and moving me in.
That's awesome. Coming up from Alabama?
Arkansas,
okay. Is he going to bring some of that favorite family grape salad that you talk about a lot?
No, that's not my brother.
That's your mom, right? Or your fan?
That's my auntie.
Your auntie, okay.
Deborah.
Sounds good. So. But you don't have the recipe, though? You can make it here?
Yeah, I can make it here if I really want to.
Sounds good. I wish I'd known. I would have coordinated. You know, we could have had you bring some in.
I'm just too busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a process.
So, yeah, it sure is. So, and you got a lot of other processes to focus on, you know, like football and getting ready for the your first year of college. So any anxieties about, because I certainly had them, about, you know, classes and everything in that first year, like anything you're concerned about?
I'm a mama's boy, so I'm probably miss my mom a lot, but,
that's good.
Other than that, probably really not. I mean, obviously the change of pace in the football game, but other than that, I mean, I'll be adjusted.
Sure. Sure. So, yep. How about you, CJ?
I feel like I'm ready for anything that comes at me right now. I just gotta stay focused. That's it.
Sure.
Like school's easy. I just gotta want it.
Yeah.
Treat it like football.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Develop a routine for it and a good regimen. So, do you have your classes already, or is that kind of happen closer to when you get there? Your classes for first term.
Didn't you have your first class
over the summer? Oh yeah, I took a class over the summer so I could be in the playbook and talk with the coaches.
Yeah.
So I took medical terminology.
Oh, cool.
It was just an elective that the coaches recommended. So.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm finishing up with that next 2 weeks here. So.
So Jared Dable wants to know. Name one food that each of you will miss being away at school.
My dad's beef teriyaki.
Pork tenderloin by Mr. T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad can cook pretty well.
Is that right? Very cool. So, well, then that's something that'll, they'll have to come up and be, well, they're going to come to your games, I imagine, right? So
yeah,
they may have to bring a little care package, or, you know. So That's exciting. So, yeah, so I mentioned, I was looking at your schedule, and I saw, like, Harvard was on the schedule, at South Dakota. I mean, these are some great...
San Diego.
So you're going to get some great traveling in, too.
We play in Orlando, too. It's Stetson. Stetson is in Orlando, so...
Wow.
We'll be all over.
So that's and that's just your freshman year. Mm-hmm. So that's fantastic. So, and what did they describe? Like, what would you say? How do the coaches at St. Thomas describe the culture there? Like, in terms of the football pro, like, is there a certain emphasis that might be unique to other programs?
I mean, every football program is going to say family, but like, not necessarily the coaches, but when I was talking to the players, like the current players there, they just seemed like they're all tight. Like, it just seemed like a football family that I've never really experienced before, you know, not a shot at South or anything, you know, like college football is just different, but they all seem like they're really cool, you know, like everybody's tight, you know?
Sure. That's pretty good. Yeah. So how about you, C? Did you get the same impression?
Yeah, I
get
the same impression pretty much. They all work together. They all together. Like they do everything together. Are
there like sophomores or juniors that they've kind of buddied up with you that kind of like maybe call in and look in on you or maybe your coaches or?
Right now. I'm like the starting fullback's Lando. I'm talking to him. That's my boy right now. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool. Good. But
nice.
I'm coming for that spot though. So
there you go. What year is he?
I believe he's going to be a senior.
Okay. Junior. Okay. So, well, that's it. You know, and you do a lot of pounding out there in that fullback position. So I'm sure they're gonna. You know, I would imagine there'd be some alternating. Or like you said, I know you're going for the number one spot. So I know that's your ambitious, and that's your.
I just gotta get there first.
Sure. That's good. And you stay humble. So I like that. So I'll never forget from CJ when you guys won that first game against Milwaukee Lutheran in convincing fashion, like 42-6. And it was a good game. I mean, it was still a good game until like halfway through the third quarter. Because if you remember, they scored at the end of the half. And it was 21-6.
Yeah.
They marched down the field. And if they scored, suddenly it's a game.
Yeah.
But you guys had a huge defensive stand. And I remember you sent us a message. You sent me a message on Facebook and said that myself and my wife Melissa should take our son Evan out for dinner to anywhere he wants. Name the place, the best dinner, because he said he really balled last night. That meant a lot to us and it meant a lot to him.
That DB group next year with him, Vinny, Gabe, Chris, Tyler, and probably even Hector. That's going to be a nice DB group because they've all been together since they were young.
That's true. That is very true.
And then their linebackers, probably Justin Geezy. Think about that. He's going to come back a new role model.
Sure.
Yeah. Think about their D-line. They're going to have Logan Dable.
Yeah. I heard Dable's going to be playing some linebacker.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see.
That'd be exciting. So
Dable's a natural leader, you know?
Yeah.
So South would be nice at linebacker.
South has a trend of moving their best defensive lineman to linebacker in their senior season.
Sure. So, well, that'll be good. That would definitely be very helpful. So, hey, we come back from the break, too. I want to return to that Kettle Moraine game. We haven't gotten to that yet. And in this final segment about what more we can look forward from these two local heroes, Tack Tadioka and C.J. Johnson, when This Week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away. Come and go.
To achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186. All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs,
GTWLawyers.com. Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
To the hardworking people, let's drink to the lonely of birth.
Hey, we're back this week, Waukesha. This is one of my favorite Rolling Stones songs that doesn't get enough play. It's called Salt of the Earth. And on this 4th of July weekend, that's what I think of all of us celebrating the hardworking people on this Independence Day weekend, keeping all of you close. And you might remember on the Saturday before Memorial Day, I had two very active veterans on the show, Pat Craney, president of Waukesha Allied Veterans, and Joe Deloria, president of Chapter 425, Vietnam Veterans of America. And you know what I found out after the show, and this is just a type of character of our veterans and those who've sacrificed so much for our country, is Pat was wounded in Vietnam and was awarded the Purple Heart, you know, one of the highest honors a soldier could receive. And just kind of guy was, you know, never mentioned it and never brought it up. And you'll probably see those guys at the 4th of July parade. So when you do, or you see any of the veterans, you know, be sure to stand and clap and shake a hand and thank them. And I look forward to seeing them again. Walk Radio will be marching. We might have Tack and CJ marching with us. I know James Santel will be joining me, and Earl Ingram with the Earl Ingram Show. And we're really looking forward to a great Independence Day. And fireworks, as we know, is now the night before and the 3rd at Lowell Park. So make your plans. Be sure to go to the City of Waukesha website to learn more on that. I'm really glad they're doing the fireworks on the 3rd. And but one conversation I wanted to have with Tack and CJ, really important, was they were playing Kettle Moraine, the eventual state champs. And in the first half, we had them on the ropes. We battled with them. Tack threw a touchdown to my son Evan on a corner pattern that was well executed on both ends. CJ was, you know, on both sides of the ball, was a menace. I remember he made some big plays. I think he forced that safety that was overruled. Because they did, yeah. The ball was a forward pass. I had to, but it was like, so for a few seconds we were leading there, like 9-7, I think.
Yeah, they made the right call there, though.
Yeah. So, but it was just fun that we, and then there was a play where the quarterback for Kettle Moraine was rolling right, and then he looked left, you know, kind of a broken, and Evan,
throw it on Evan's side.
And Evan got that interception, and Evan just stayed with him, mm-hmm. and got a big pick, and I remember later in that game, Tack had connected with Evan on some first down plays. And I remember, like, after the Kettle Moraine Tack, you know, when he picked him up, like, he slapped Evan on the head, like a real encouraged, like showing respect. And I always, and I think there were similar exchanges for you guys with those players. And, you know, that was a team that was always really at the youth levels, you know, more scrappy was polite, but just real, like, you know, kind of bullying and everything. But those, you know, they showed a lot of respect. And, you know, they eventually pulled out. I mean, it was, you know, it was a war of attrition. But, you know, that first half really showed a lot about your guys' character.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and what you were able to do against a team that just overmatched us.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, Evan had a really good game that game.
Sure. Yeah. And then all three of you guys did. And, every, you know, and Logan Dable and the rest. But, and I just learned, too, Drew Wagner, the star receiver of that team, also a great basketball player. I guess he's committing to the Naval Academy.
Yeah, West Point.
Was it West Point or Army? Oh, it's West Point?
West Point, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, Evan told me Navy, but it's Army. So, yeah, so he'll be
Wait, maybe it is. No, it's Navy. It's Navy.
Navy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So he'll be a midshipman. Mm-hmm. And with his style, you know, a type of player like him, that's probably a great fit for him.
Yeah.
So that's terrific. So congrats to him.
Game, that game. Jacoby Krill. He had one,
that's right.
One shoulder the whole entire game.
Just, yeah, he sure was. So, yeah, we'll be missing him on the line. I guess he'll be playing for Sussex Hamilton this year.
Yeah. Yeah. He moved.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yep. So, but yeah, so it's should be an interesting year. I know we'll be a little bit lean. Mm-hmm. So, but for you guys, like I said, so you're leaving, you know, this program at South that's had its trials, and now you're going to program that's very established and just has a lot of great resources and a lot to look forward to. I think, how will your experience at South serve you well in this next level, in your opinion?
South taught me what the real world was going to be like.
Yep.
I got diverse. I just got the honest truth about South. Like,
yeah,
it was fun and built me into the person I am today. It's just sure. A good person.
Sure. And how about you, Tech?
I'd say the same as CJ. You know, I mean, you learn at South, you learn how to handle adversity. I feel like that's what's one thing South has always had to overcome is adversity and just how to bounce back from that. But like CJ said, like South is probably one of the closest things to the real world for high school.
It's a reflection of what the real world's like. Definitely. Yeah. So, I forgot to mention, I wanted to mention at the beginning of this segment was James Santel favored my guest and myself and Anastasia with his morning cannolis, the real deal. And it's their first time for both of you having it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. What do you think?
I think they're pretty good.
Solid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So as I enjoy one now here, but that's the ultimate treat of being on the show. Sorry, is getting your morning cannoli. I couldn't resist. I just couldn't look at it any longer. So no apologies. So in the 3 minutes we have left, you know, what is it you'd want everyone in Waukesha to know about you two guys that maybe nobody knows or that you'd really like to emphasize or anyone you'd like to shout out or?
Shout out my mom. My mom. I love my mom. But yeah, that's all I got to say. Shout out my mom and my dad.
Sure, sure. How about you, CJ?
Shout out to the whole fam. You know, Black Cheer family too. You know, I love you guys all.
Sure, sure.
And
so.
Yeah,
shout out my teammates too because you know, South had to deal with a lot. So you know, I think they did. They did their best, and I wish the best for them for this next season. So
do you still connect with Coach Wiltz at all?
Yeah, that's good. Definitely.
Shout out Coach Wiltz.
Good deal. Good deal.
LeBron.
He's
a what? DLW.
What's DOW?
Darnell LeBron Wiltz.
Oh, that's the whole name. Okay, all right. So we can give him a hard time about his name, about his full name. So, and I know Coach Wiltz is pushing a big golf outing he has, I think, later in July for South football. I think if I have that date correct.
Is he good at golfing? Do you know?
I'm terrible to golf, so I wouldn't know. I'm like I'm from the Mark Twain school where golf is a good walk spoiled for me. but I know a lot of people love it, and it's a good cause, good fundraiser. And so you may see me out there if someone's charitable enough to be in my foursome, but I know I'd highly advise against her. Maybe we just write a check. Seller. Or maybe I'll hang out at what we call the 19th hole. So
where do they hold that at? More Downs or what? Or
you know, I'm not sure. I know I think it's an 18 hole course. Oh, okay. So but we'll you know, I'll get more intel and I'll promote it on next week's show and on the social media. And I think there's so many great opportunities to support Black Shirt football and Black Shirt athletics in general. There's great coaches pretty much throughout, and great kids too. So 1 minute left here remaining. So today you're going to do some working out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to relax a little bit. You got to work till 9, right?
Yeah, I got to work
till
5.
Yeah, so.
10-hour shift.
Sounds good. So, but what's any final messages for Black Shirt Nation, for all of Waukesha before we go?
Shout out Coach Rip, the best trainer in the nation. Coach Rip is actually my trainer. He's been training me forever now. So I've never went to nobody else, and he's the reason I'm D1 for referral.
Sounds great. Tech?
Just wish the best luck to all my teammates and all my coaches for the next season. And, you know, I'm excited to get to work at St. Thomas.
Sounds great. All right. Tech Tadioka, CJ Johnson, members of University of St. Thomas, Blackshirt graduates, thanks for joining me. Happy Canada Day. Happy 4th of July weekend. This Week in Waukesha continues next week. Join us as we celebrate 50 years of Skateland. See ya!
Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. We are so excited to announce that we are a finalist in this year's Madison Magazine Best of Madison contest, and it's all thanks to you. Now, we're asking you to make us number one. Just go to WeikertLakePoint.com, click Best of Madison 2023, and follow the instructions to vote for us in the real estate category. That's www.weichert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point is located on Atwood Avenue in the heart of Madison's East Side. Thanks so much for your love and support.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.